The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7 after 7 right here. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm already starting the day off with a mistake. It's 6 after 7 here on the 16th of February, 2016. Phone
there will
lines
be a
here.
Quiz.
Well, you know what? There will be later on. 605-4567, and we are streaming live throughout the world, the universe, and perhaps other planets at, because you were telling me, Bob, because you're the tech guy, that these signals just keep going, right?
Well, yes, radio signals, a very small percentage of them
just
theoretically keep just keep going.
Can
on
you
and
imagine,
on and on.
The, you know, the aliens come in and, the, and as they, you know, as they come down and, the, you know, the stairs open and they levitate out, the first things they say is, good morning, welcome to Free Fire Radio, you know, thinking this is, you know, latest, we start off the days every day. Is this a little scary?
Yeah, well, it would also be possible that to make a U-turn at the speed of light.
Yeah, okay, got it. Okay, KCNR 14, I'm not sure that was nice, KCNR1460.com. All right. Tell me what weather looks like. It looks like, boy, it looks like we're going to get some rain.
Bit of clouds moving in. Today's high will be, it's February, it's 77 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly, yeah, it was toasty yesterday. Mostly cloudy tonight. Showers after midnight and a low of 52, 40% chance of rain. And then it becomes a 100% chance tomorrow with showers and about, we're guessing somewhere around half an inch of rain in the valley and quite a bit more up in the higher elevations. Rain continues through Wednesday night. Starts breaking up on Thursday. Friday, rain returns with another half inch or so. So bring it on. Right now in Reading, we are looking at 53 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll check the lake level in just a few minutes.
Well, our customers are warm friends. You get senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. Grammys. Now, Linda will be here tomorrow. Talk about Grammys more, but Taylor Swift, Album of the Year, and Bruno Mars. Do you know who Bruno Mars is, buddy?
Yeah.
You probably know who that
is. Yeah.
And a guy named Mark Rosner, Rosens, Record of the Year.
Yeah, he's had a... Bruno Mars is a remarkable talent.
He was on the Super Bowl thing, too.
Yeah.
I saw something from a disc jockey in one of the local stations around here. I can't remember. He said he saw at the NBA halftime show with Sting. He said there was more talent in that halftime concert with Sting than the whole Super Bowl halftime combined. So, I mean, he said more musical talent in that one man than in all of the others. Beyonce, Bruno Mars, who is it? Who was that group, that the other group that was there for Super Bowl? It's got a strange name, but they've been around a long time. Cold Food or something like that. I'm not sure. What?
Coldplay.
That's what it is, Coldplay. You can tell I'm with it, yeah. All this stuff. Hey, and like I said, Linda will flesh that out a lot more. Yes.
I was just going to mention as a follow-up before you moved on, in spite of the fact that there's no rain, there's still been some runoff, and the lake came up another half foot, so we are now 80 feet from the top.
Bring it on. Wow. And I can tell you right now that Holiday Harbor's already got people calling in, making reservations for this year. So, I mean, already.
And this next series of storms should
fill it up.
Just keep adding to it. If we can get within 50 feet of the top, it'll be a much better summer.
Okay. All right. Everybody wake out there. What do you think about the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, and President Obama nominating somebody for the Supreme Court? They're saying is that he could actually even do probably a moderate and throw that out there and make the Republicans look like idiots for saying they're not going to hey, we're not going to look at anything till the next president is seated, which frankly I think is a good idea. And you know who else is on the on that side of waiting? You'll never guess. Come on, Bob, guess. Give me a guess.
Run that by me again.
Never mind. Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer from the Democrats, very Chucky? Liberal, has said that there should be that the sitting president, a lame duck president, should not make any decisions on who goes on to the Supreme Court. Now he said this. He didn't say it yesterday, though.
He
said it when Bush was president.
Ah,
you know, and Bush had 19 months to go when they had to replace the last one, right? 19 months to go. And he said, "Oh no, lame duck president. Should wait till the next president is seated." Well, Chuck, you're absolutely right. With only 8 months or 9 months left here, you know, we should wait until the next president is selected. Is get through the rest of the series until June. Go on your break. Come back in October. The decision will be made in the first Tuesday in November. And then and the first thing the new president of the United States can do is seat their choice, whether it's her choice or his choice, as the next Supreme Court justice. And if it's her choice, it's okay because most of us will have moved. Just kidding. I love this country. You know what this country...
Canada's looking better right now.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. You see the country going in a certain direction,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of scary. And, I mean, it is. It's kind of scary because you see things happening that if you're a conservative Christian in this country, I mean, it's worse than being a militant Muslim. If you're a conservative Christian in this country,
they have better lawyers.
It seems like they have more rights. It seems like you can't, you know, it's just more rights. If you're a conservative Christian and you say, look, this is my business, I really, really am against gay marriage. And this is what they say. And yet you want me to bake a cake celebrating this marriage, which I find is wrong. So I'm not going to do that, please. There's other cake. Here, I will pay for the mm-hmm. cake. And that's not enough. No, it's not enough. We want to take your business. We want to shut you down. We want to stop you from saying anything. And if you're a Christian conservative and you're talking about the election, I'm sorry, you can't do that because it's you're going to. That means now, you know, separation of, you know, of religion and state, and then you get into the military under Obama. Even in the military, that chaplains are getting whacked because they're using God. And, I mean, they're talking about God and the fact that a chaplain says that, you know, if a chaplain says, I'm sorry, you know, love the sin, hate the sin, love the sinner, that's not enough. There are charges being brought against chaplains because they are not advocating for homosexual marriage. I mean, where are we going here? And then when you think about that, we have swung so far in one direction. And there are people going, well, why are they going to vote for Trump? Why are they going to vote for Cruz? Blah, 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 blah. It's because the country has seen this swing in such one direction, the hypocrisy of Hollywood, you know, where it's, oh, you know, all you conservatives are bad, and yet not nominate one person of color in their highest awards, not nominate one person of color, and then be called on the carpet on that, and just go, oh, you know, and then you see us all going one way now, and you wonder why the people are tired of it. And then they wonder why Trump or, somebody, a loud, baiting person gets in there and says, I'm going to change this, why he appeals to a large percentage of this country.
I believe the term is reactionary.
Yeah. I mean, so you get into this and you have to figure it out. And the one thing that's left, is a Supreme Court that actually might have some modicum of sense. And you're one justice away from losing your rights to have a gun, to own a gun that you want. They can say, oh, yeah, no, you can have a gun. It'll be a flintlock, just like the Constitution said back then. So anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit. Yeah. And John Scaife. John has been working really hard at being just a first-class, most professional you're ever going to see agent for Properties by Merit. His knowledge of the local market is just outstanding. He's strong suit as he can get the price that his clients want, and he can find them great houses everywhere. Check out his website at pbmerritt.com or give him a call at 338-2112. John Scaife at Properties by Merritt. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:15 in the morning here on the 16th of February. I'm here with Bad Bob Belongi.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
left, slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning, 7:20 in the morning here on the 16th of February. 53 degrees going up to, what, 78 today?
Yeah.
78 today. So if you wore a heavy jacket today because it was cold when you got up and went to work, be prepared not to wear it today at 78. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by the Civic Auditorium. C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters is coming, and it's coming quickly to the Civic Auditorium. March the 4th, it is a great play, devilishly funny. Don't miss it. And you get your tickets at ReadingCivic.com. That's www.readingcivic.com. Or contact the box office at 229-0022. Now, look, don't go to anything else but ReadingCivic.com, or you'll be foisted onto one of these hacker sites that will charge you twice as much money. And then you'll get the tickets that you could have gotten for half the price if you go to ReadingCivic.com, if you get them at all. Speaking of which, hey, I thought I got fished on Saturday when I got a phone call from my bank that said, did you charge $8.35 to this account? And I went, or to this place, and I went, I don't know. You know, so I asked Linda, did you charge $8.35 to this place? And she goes, no. So, you know, and so I pushed one. It says no. Well, it comes back and says, thank you. We have blocked the transition and canceled your card on a Saturday on a 3-day weekend. Just cancel my card. Please stay on the line if you have a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm looking it up, and it shows that they've been fished. And it says is that they'll, you know, you'll get this call. And then when you say, okay, you want to turn it back on, then you have to give them your number. Ah. So I thought, aha. Because I'd been on hold for like 5 minutes, so I hang up. So see, ha-ha, ha-ha. They wouldn't just do that, ha-ha. Well, it turns out that maybe it was the bank.
Oh.
Now, what? And then my other bank, which, you know, for our other business account, they tell me, I get the same thing, except they call me and ask me.
Mm-hmm.
They said, okay, look, did you do this? And I said, no, I haven't done that. It's $10. They said, what they do is they do a small one. Then they do a big one if it goes through. Well, they caught it. You know, I guess they got some pretty good. And so they caught it and said, okay, we'll get you your card in 2 weeks. And I went, excuse me?
Yeah.
2 weeks. And you know what? It's been 2 weeks. So I'm going to go down to the bank today. I'm not saying which banks or any of these are. I'm going down to the bank today and go, excuse me, but I've got money coming through here. I mean, how am I supposed to do things without a card for 2 weeks? How come a credit card company get me something overnight into Wyoming in the middle of nowhere, and I've got to wait 2 weeks to get a card right here in town?
Yeah, there's an odd momentum built into that.
It's such weird. Like, they're punishing me because somebody has gotten my card, maybe from them. My card number, maybe from them. They could have gotten your card number anywhere. I love the way they do it in Europe. You know, in Europe, when you give your card, they come over to your table with the card reader.
Yeah.
And you give them the card, and right there, they run it, and they hand it back to you. That card does not disappear from your site at all. You know, and why can't we do something as simple as that? Instead, they take your card, they take it back over to the, you know, it leaves. It leaves your site and your, you know, and you for, you know, sometimes several minutes before they bring it back.
Over the years, there have been several cases where a employee at the restaurant has a reader in his jacket.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or they just put the numbers down, you know, or something. But, you know, when they do it in Europe, it comes right over to you. Boom, it's right there.
Yeah. Hey, when you get one of those calls, by the way, the best thing to do is to, if you have your financial institution's customer service number, before you do anything, terminate the call and then turn around and call the legitimate number for your institution.
Okay, this is the best part of this. They're closed. Oh, I'm sorry. Call us during working hours.
Really?
On an 800 number, call us during working hours. I mean, come on.
I'm going to see
the vice president, or maybe the, I don't know, one of their big guys today at a meeting we have. And I'm gonna say, hey, do you guys do this? First of all, at 9 o'clock, I'm calling the bank and saying, how could you guys do this to me? First of all, and if they, but what about this? What if they say, well, we didn't do that? Then what happened to my card?
Yeah.
I mean, just what happened to it? I mean, it just stopped. I mean, the whole thing is weird. It's just weird. Because I had somebody, and I had them run it for me. I said, this thing happened, run it. Oh, no, okay, no, it's not taking it. And I went, geez. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. You know what? And two of them within 10 days of each other. So you can't do that because two different banks, and your card's gone for a day or 2 days or a week. I mean, what are you supposed to do if you're, you know, if you're in business trying to use this thing?
Now you got to.
Yeah. Anyway, Enough of that. Okay, we are going to be talking homeless at 8 o'clock when Dr. Doug McConnell comes in here. You saw something today with kids that is just, I mean, just really, really interesting.
Are you talking about the...
I'm talking about the 3D imagery.
Oh, yeah. Let me pull that up real quick. Remember, okay, when we were growing up, we had that... remember the creepy crawlers in the vacuform machine?
Yeah, I do, vaguely. You can put it in there and it kind of sucks it into something.
And most of us survived in spite of the fact that we had a toy that had a 400-degree...
Yeah. The oven. Oh, you know how you could make, you know how when you're a little kid, you can make, actually bake things in in the little oven on a lamp that went up to like 300 degrees.
Or you'd pour the plastic goop into the mold and then stick it on a hot plate.
Yeah.
I mean, the Consumer Product Safety Commission would just be doing backflips these days. Or the vacuform.
Yeah, but imagine, we somehow managed to live through that and still build this country.
And survive monkey bars and everything. Or the vacuum form where you'd have the hot plate.
Doesn't mean we're not scarred. We've got scars all over us, but you know what? We survived. We learned.
Lessons. Well, the modern day version of the creepy crawler vacuum form devices come up in the form of Mattel's new ThingMaker, a 3D printer and software aimed at the 13-year-olds for $300. It was revealed at New York City's Toy Fair over the weekend. It's a revival of the 60s-era toy maker where kids are actually creating their own projects.
So they can actually build it on a computer.
Yep.
That comes with it.
It has the ThingMaker design app.
Okay.
It was developed together with Autodesk. Now, Autodesk, for anybody who's into drafting or very high-end graphics, these are heavy hitters. They have actually developed an app aimed at kids, and it's part of this $300 package.
And so then they can design their own toy?
Yeah.
What do the toys look like?
Well, there's a variety of shapes.
Does it give you like a shape to start with?
It prints out the components of the finished product, which you then assemble together.
Oh. And you can make it any way you look. Any way you want it.
Well, you can use different color plastics.
Is it kind of like what Nick Webb brought in that day with all those?
Well, the fact that those parts are already made, in this case, you're making the parts, then assembling them.
Wow.
The whole idea is to get kids into STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math, and get them thinking along these lines of how to unleash creativity. It's part of that maker movement. And now the toy industry at large is going, there's a market here to tap.
Well, I just want you to know that Hope Seth of the EDC, Economic Development Corporation, is going to be running two shows. I'm going to try and do them back to back of the new technology that's in the city right now and the things they're doing. And there are so many things going on that we can run two shows, like I said, back to back for an hour apiece with two of these technology companies coming in here. And this is the kind of stuff that you just have to look at. We've got a lady here in town, and she's been on the show before, mm-hmm. the one that's got the coding school.
Mm-hmm.
And in 30 days, she's going to teach you to be a coder, and you can walk out. And then she'll mentor you until you get a job. And you can get a job that pays you $60,000 a year, and you don't have to get out of your pajamas. Which is kind of
bad.
That's kind of scary, really, when you think about it. I mean, you could be in your pajamas all day, you know, with me. I could be throwing the ball to Elk Killer, and she comes back, and meanwhile, I'm coding, you know, and something ends up on Mars, you know, that I've coded, which is kind of scary in itself. But anyway.
Speaking of kids' toys. When we were growing up, remember the Radio Flyer pedal cars?
Oh, yeah. Everybody had one.
Oh,
yeah. Everybody had one.
Well, now we're a little beyond that
we're
now.
Beyond that.
You can get your kid riding down the street in style in their very own Tesla Model S from Radio Flyer. That's right.
Tesla
for $500, your kid can cruise around in an electrically powered copy of Elon Musk's Tesla that is just the rage right now. It comes in custom colors and even sports a sound system that they can plug their little iPhones into.
No, not their little iPhones. Not their little iPhones. If they're, you mean they're that small? Because it's a small car. It's for little. It's for children. Children. Yeah. Not like children of 9 or 10. It's like children of 5. And their little iPhones.
Yeah.
But they got little iPhones. They got little iPhones. Yeah. A little sound system there. Put on their headsets.
The kids' model retains features working headlights, standard Model S paint schemes, and a sound system.
Not only that, but it goes from 0 to 40 in 3 seconds.
Well, actually, it has speed settings for 3 and 6 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
It's unknown if a self-driving version will come out for the really lazy kids. But
you know, I
what happened to pedaling?
I got to take a break here. I got to take a break. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 at 7:30 in the morning here on the 16th of February. 53 degrees right now, going up to 78. What can I say? When we come back, let's talk a little bit about gun rights and what concealed carry has done to save some people's lives. We'll be right back.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. California Dreaming. That's just what it is, my man. It's dreaming. Because it ain't real anymore. Not anymore.
It's a nightmare.
California Nightmares. But what kind of song is that? 27 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 16th of February. Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day. 78 degrees. 53 degrees right now. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another better-known business right here in town. Does what no other windshield business can do, it can guarantee its work. From a little bitty chip that cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair can fix it. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street here in Redding. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, our chat room is going so fast right now that I can't keep up with it. I mean, you know, every time I try to go back and read what they're saying, it's just somebody else is just piling in. I'm hoping, you know, Ruth, if you're out there someplace, you can give us a call, because she just came up with a headline from the San Jose Mercury News that they're going to tax health care, which means now is that you pay for your own health care, and now you pay for Obamacare. Now you're going to pay for illegals' health care with your tax. It's going to be a special tax for Medi-Cal. So if this is the case, please give me a call here. Let's talk about right now the Second Amendment, though, and concealed carry. Now, a lot of people talk about concealed carry, if you've been listening to our show over the last few months, you've noticed that most people, over 75% of the people, do not believe the government can protect them from a lone wolf shooter or from violence like that. They don't believe they can really even handle a conspiracy where there's more than one with it. And for the first time in decades, people believe that, the part of gun control is this: learn how to shoot, learn how to have a gun. Women buying guns has just exploded. You can actually see them on the market. You see different guns that are made specifically for women out there. Our classes, when we're teaching, it's just full. When we teach a woman's only class, we figure 40 people. Imagine that in an area this large, 40 people at least twice a month. It's 80, over 80 women are learning how to shoot guns, learning how to have a concealed carry. Well, what does concealed carry do for you? I hate to say this, but in the last month, and we've talked about it before, yet you're not seeing it in the major media sources, and of course Barack Obama doesn't drop the flag to half-mast or talk about it at all that I have seen. He may have, I'm not sure. But you know, sure as heck don't see it in the major media. 6 police officers in the last month have been gunned down, killed, gunned down and killed. Where's the outrage on that? Where is Blue Lives Matter? Where's the marches and all this? Of course, it's not there because they're cops. And cops are inherently evil, according to many people out there. In fact, I was reading something the other day and saw somebody talking about the evilness of corporations. Corporations aren't evil. The elite. And it said the evil elite who are making all this money are keeping all the rest of us downtrodden. Really?
Did they type that out on their smartphone?
And now this came from a minister here in town. She passed this on. So I'm thinking, and I know her church, and I know who attends her church, and there are very many of these, quote, evil elite in her church, because they make over that, you know, they make over $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year. And she's passing this on, the evil elite. You know, these people. I mean, I don't think she probably calls them evil elite in the, during the services. Anyway, I digress here. Anyway, 6 were shot down. What they don't tell you is that number could have been 8 or more if it hadn't been for people with a concealed carry. One policeman, a deputy, was in a fight for his life. The guy that was, you know, that was fighting, and the person he was fighting, he just kept saying, "I've got to hang on. I've got to keep fighting. I can't quit. And got knocked down, and the guy got his gun away from him when a civilian with a concealed carry drew his pistol and told him to back off, drop the gun. The guy dropped the gun. Saved the deputy's life. He said, you know, you can't thank the guy enough. Another case, a policeman was surrounded by a group of teen thugs that were attacking him, and he had been knocked down, and more were coming, and the gent drew his gun. Didn't point at anybody. He just said, back off. It's time to back off. And they backed off from him. And then more came. They called in more police. And then the fight was on even more. And another policeman sustained major injuries. But these are just parts of where a concealed carry can save you. In fact, when they've done these surveys, you know, surveys are only as good as, like Bob says, who's asking the question, what was the question. But that most police, by a large majority, believe that a concealed carry permit for citizens who are able to carry, in the sense of they're not felons, you know, they meet the requirements.
Have demonstrated the basic responsibility.
They're not felons. They don't have all these other things that are wrong with them. That saves lives. That saves lives. Right now, we are on a trend right now to just explode the number of policemen killed in a year. I think the They were averaging like, you know what? I didn't know this, but they were averaging like 60 killed a year, you know, in the early 2000s, and it dropped to 51.
Yeah.
And then now they've had six killed in the last month, maybe seven, depending on what numbers you're using. So it's something that when you see things like this, that kind of drives it home. Is that how many lives are saved? And it doesn't mean that somebody pulled out a gun and started shooting. They just pulled out their concealed carry and had it, and it made the person leave.
They demonstrated
the capability of stopping somebody. They've used, you know, they stop, and then they pull their gun, and the person leaves. I mean, if you think about it, this is, you know, and there's probably, you know, the thousands of cases that this happens every year, but nobody says anything because it's not reported. Now, we always tell somebody, if you pull a gun on somebody, you call the police right then. If you've had to pull a pistol on somebody to keep them away from you, call the police right then, because if you don't, they might. And they, you know, and then they'll say, somebody pointed a gun at me, and then the police are coming after you, and you're armed, so they're going to come in hot. So to call the police immediately after that happens, so that you, as the law-abiding citizen who did nothing wrong except protect yourself and your family, aren't going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, other things that are going on. Costco. Levinson in Reading.
Oh.
Are you following this at all?
Loosely, because I have friends who live out in the Gold Hills area who stated that they would rather that there were no Costco concept going in it. They want nothing to go into that patch of land out there off of Oasis. They want it to stay as is forever.
Well, you've got this battle going on. It started back, I guess, in 2000. It was in the 90s when they first started this, you know, buying the property out there. Because I saw, you know, a quote. So, but back in 2006, before I got here, that, you know, they said, okay, this is how we want to do it, and, you know, blah, 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 and here's, and we need these, you know, you need all the environmental studies and all that, and then it was still put on hold. So here we are, and you've got both sides. You've got the city saying one thing, and you got Levinson saying the other in his group through Walt McNeil, who, by the way, also works for the Record Searchlight at times. City hates Walt McNeil. You know that, right?
He's not on their Christmas card.
He's not on their Christmas. He doesn't receive Christmas cards from the city. Anyway, Walt says, wait a minute. You know, here we are in the 5-yard line, and you want to walk away. But I love Missy. I love Missy MacArthur's comment. Missy, it was perfect. She's, you know, when they said, well, we had an offer. You know, we were really close to having an offer, you know, from Costco here, you know, make all this work. She says, that's like saying you had almost had a date with Marilyn Monroe because she said no. You know, I mean, you can say that. You weren't close to going out with him. You can say, hey, I was this close to going out with Marilyn Monroe. I almost went out with her. She said no.
The one that got away.
Yeah, there you go. So I thought that was pretty. You know what? You got to give the props to people. So here we are. We've got Costco ready. We got Costco, Levinson. Levinson wants $32 million. But then they're saying, no, that's not how much we want. Anyway, the whole thing is so screwed up that it's just kind of scary. It's just kind of scary. Is that here we are with this major company that wants to spend millions of dollars here. And we can't get this thing over the goal line. Why is that?
Just another Reading thing. You know, the can has been kicked down the road so many times, it's rolling off the edge. And well, the company says, we're done with this.
But here's the part that really bothers me. You've got both sides saying things that are partially true, I'm sure, or what they believe is true. But where's the truth? Where is the real truth? The real truth should be this. The real truth should be that McNeil walks in here, sits down in front, and you have then Kurt Starman sitting on the other side right over here, and they talk about it. What is the truth?
Yeah.
And they sit here right on the station, and they say, what is the truth here? Do we have to give up $32 million in tax? Do we have to pay for his shopping center out there? The city is saying, or is it like Walt McNeil says? No, that's not what it means. It's just, you know, funds going by, and this is just an opening gambit, and, you know, y'all can, you know, blah blah blah. So what exactly is true?
I'm sorry, I just saw Jack Nicholson in my head screaming, "You can't handle.
You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth." Just remember who's standing on the walls every night. You can't handle the truth. All right, I love that part too. since it's really true. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'm going to go get in the homeless. Now, Dave, you are on the chat room. Dave sent me an email yesterday. I'm going to read. But I've also got a big shout-out at about 7:50 to a group of kids and a driver on a bus that's making its way through the rural areas of Shasta County. We're going to give them a shout out too. All right, it's about 16 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 16th of February. 53 degrees.
Well,
going up to 78 today.
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will.
Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're still delivering kerosene all over in the mountains and red diesel. Looks like winter's here to stay for a while, so keep those tanks full. We have Clear Pearl for all the portable heaters. If you're still cutting wood, we have the ethanol-free 93, bar oil for the chainsaws, and Opti two-cycle oil. Johnny has two more used heaters in and rebuilt, ready to go. If you're thinking about upgrading or a new heater, give us a call for a free estimate. On propane, we have the exchange program on the bottles, and we can also fill the forklift tanks, and we have those for sale. Northern Lights Energy, stop in and let us show how our heaters and on-demand water heaters can save you money. Also, the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is coming to town again at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Free admission to the public, so come on down and bring the kids. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Linda is on sabbatical today. 13 minutes until 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Or sometime around there. 8 o'clock. Okay, I'll be okay. What's the weather look like for the rest of the week?
High in the mid upper 70s, overnight lows in the 50s, and of course rain moving in by
big rain,
later on
big
tonight.
Rain.
Lots of rain, another half an inch or so. That translates to maybe a couple of feet up on the lake. A break on Thursday, more rain on Friday.
Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Whether customers are warm friends, give them a call 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a better known business. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally operated and owned by a father and son team, Ed and Kyle DeFore. They've had that place out there for years. You can get breakfast, lunch. They've got a full deli, a full butcher shop. You can find any type of meat that you want, especially cut by Ed, who is a butcher, the way you want it at great prices. They'll match anything in town. Over 1,000 drinks, including over 250 different kinds of beer. In itself is a little scary. 350 liquors and wine options. And I asked Kyle about that. Kyle, why do you have 250 different kinds of beers? He says, because we can. It's a great deal. It's a one-stop shop on your way to the lake or any place around there out there at 299 in Deschutes Road. And by the way, Kyle DeFore has a big sports show on Tuesday nights. And if you have not heard it, it's on at 6 o'clock. It is simply outstanding. This guy's knowledge of sports is like an encyclopedia. I've never seen anybody. I mean, he just pulls the stuff up. He does a lot of research before he comes on. But he's just got stuff, you know, at his fingertips right there.
Who'd have thought?
Anyway, hey, they're talking about selfies in gyms. People are in the gyms taking selfies and all that.
What's up,
you know, and I don't understand. But so I said, you know, so I'm saying, okay, don't worry about anybody. That when I'm working out, there'll be no selfies. I'm not ready for selfies yet. I mean, do you ever, you know, when you went through and you get that final pump and you think to yourself, oh, I look so good, and then you just happen to look at yourself in the mirror, and you're all sweaty, and you're, you know, and you found out that your shirt's on inside out, or your sweatpants is, and you're, oh gosh, no wonder people are looking at me. So.
I think whipping out a smartphone in a gym is tacky at best, because then people are going to be wondering, okay, if you're doing it out on the floor, you got that thing out in the locker room.
I think it's illegal to have cameras. It should be illegal to have cameras in
most
gyms.
In most places, that is grounds for ejection.
Oh man, it would be in where I work out. I'm coming up sitting with my face on the. I look like Cam Newton. I've got a towel over my face. Nobody can see who I am when I'm on the.
If not, butt kicking.
When I'm lifting, because it's so embarrassing to have, you know, have the 123-pound girl benching more than me. she's benching more than me, and I'm like, oh, gee, get away.
But she's
this is a special time right now. It's a special time to give a shout out to Linda and Bus 48 for Pacheco School. And all
my
the kids
alma mater.
Your alma mater. Hey, just a big shout out to everybody on the bus. Hello. Hey, kids, have a great day in school today. And you too can grow up to be in here in the radio station.
I attended Pacheco for all of my elementary years, from kindergarten through 8.
You did?
I did graduate class of 1968.
Class Pacheco. Of 1968. None of these kids were born then.
I know that. Their parents probably weren't.
Their parents weren't born yet. Anyway, Linda, who is the driver out there? Linda, I've got the pleasure of meeting Linda the other night at a Cascade Theater, at the fundraiser out there. Really a nice lady. And she's so happy she's doing this. And she says the kids get to listen. She says, I don't know if they understand everything, but here you go, kids. Shout out to you. Have a great, 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 great day.
Yeah.
And at school. Learn everything you can. Education's good.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Now.
And inform yourself. Don't just accept everything that is poured into your head.
Always question. Okay, but not in class.
Yeah.
Not every time. Do not become the one that just raises their hand all the time just to say, well, can you prove that? Can you prove that?
That would have been my wife when she was in school. She goes, what? Why?
What? Hey, you know, Doug McConnell's in the area. I saw his face at the window as he's going by.
Peering
through the frosted glass here, Dr. Doug McConnell, great guy. And we're going to have him on at 8 o'clock. But I want to talk a little bit about this homeless question. I got a guy in here named Dave. Dave's, in fact, maybe in the chat room right now. And he wrote me a letter, and he's writing it also. And he kind of like infoed me, but he sent it to Carol Ferguson over at the Record Searchlight, talking about this homeless question, you know, and how good, you know, how the homeless question, yeah, we should take care of people, but we need to think about the whole enchilada here. And he says, the housing first proposal, he believes, is the worst idea for Shasta County since Stillwater. the answer on Stillwater is still out there someplace. The effect will be like adding more of the motels, which generate so many police calls for service. From the rooms, tenants can can trim and process marijuana for shipment. Now, nope, because it's against the rules to be doing any type of drug handling or drug sales out of there. I mean, they can be thrown out of the place for that. So that's going to be one of the routes. Engage in prostitution. Oh, it's, again, it's against the law. And fence stolen goods. Nope, it's also against the law there. At least with the motels, the city can collect fines and fees from the owners. If housing in a city or county property would be subject to suits for slip and fall, accidents, bed bugs, cockroaches, crime in the parking lots, assaults, rapes, and if units are destroyed by arson because of fights between tenants, taxpayers will pay. I guess what he's really getting into is this. It's the taxpayers that are picking up the cost on this. And this is someplace where we need to talk to the ones that are running this, because one of the things that Mr. Pendleton said, and I really like this guy. He comes across here as being very, very, he's very much for taking care of people.
Mm-hmm.
Is, and Bob, I think you were you in here that day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you heard him too. The state of Utah really bought into this. The state of Utah is a Latter-day Saint state. It is a very conservative state. It really is. Mm-hmm. However, they also their religion is also part of their government. I don't care what you say, but it is.
There's a strong influence.
There's a strong influence.
Cultural,
I think,
influence.
The governor and lieutenant governor are both Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
So this is a Latter-day Saint, you know, idea, and it's working over there because the state has bought into it. The state is providing funds. The state of California has not done that yet. And so, no, I'm not being negative. I'm just pointing out what David Carr has said, or David has said in here. Like I said, he's written this letter to the editor. I don't know if it will ever be published. However, the thing he also points out, and Dr. McConnell is in here, Dr. McConnell is on call, and he just got ding, ding, ding. So I don't know if Dr. McConnell will be in here at all.
That
or
was
not.
That electronic sound.
Yeah, here. Electronic sounds of him being called to something. So, or maybe it was just telling him that, you know.
He was supposed to be here.
Are you here still?
Yeah.
Okay, he's still here. He goes, yeah, okay, all right. So, but the thing about it is the medical side of it. As people get older, who's going to take care of these people in there? Because under even Mr. Pendleton's own numbers, it's 50% of them will never leave this housing. 50% will never leave this housing. So we can feel good and say, okay, let's get 8 or 9 or 10. Let's get the worst ones off the street. But we're going to house those people, and are we prepared to house them indefinitely? Are we prepared to pay for everything, their food, their medical care, everything, from people that are making $40,000 a year in a four-person family, that are really buckling and scraping and fighting to pay their own mortgages and all these things, and paying to take care of hundreds, 100 people or more that are never going to be able to take care of themselves out of our small town. If this was spread throughout the state, there's, you know, then you can say, okay, we're taking all the money. But now they're getting ready to actually even, from what I understand, is tax our health care so that they can pay for Medicaid or Medi-Cal, which pays. Those are the people that you're talking about in this group, plus the illegals.
So I have a question. That 250 number that came up in the homeless count, was that in the Redding downtown area proper? Was it the entire city limits, or was it farther out, including the part of the county at large? Do you know what geographic area that count included? Was it just metro, or was it city limit, or was it even wider than that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
The homeless count of roughly 250.
Oh, the homeless count was 530.
530, okay.
530, and that was all around all of Redding.
All of, okay.
Now,
the 60 square miles.
Yeah,
or so.
they came up with 500 people.
Hmm.
Now, 500 people homeless is, I mean, okay, let's just say 200. Okay, and then if you use their figures, that means 250 of those people are never going to be out of that housing because they have mental problems, either caused because they're of mental illness or they burnt themselves out in drugs, and they're never going to be that part of society that gives. They're going to be taking the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I've started walking as soon as I get off work.
I'm extremely proud of you for that.
And on my way back from the post office, which is kind of a clustering point for folks who have nothing better to do, there was a gentleman at the intermodal transfer station for the buses who was coming pretty unglued in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And it was the situation was escalating. I saw the security guy over there talking the guy down, but I'm thinking, you know, if somebody starts really going off the edge and starts swinging a knife, that thing could go south very, very fast. And we got to do something about these people who are obviously are in need of care.
So is the point then is to – we're going to talk about this when we get back. Plus, we're going to talk about medical care because Dr. Doug McConnell is here. And, Doug, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to join you, Carl. You know that, you and Bob. It's great. I just sort of stuck my head in this talk at the point. And,
we got like a minute, so you got like real quick.
Well, I agree. But I think like a medical diagnosis, the term homeless is really just a symptom or a finding on these people. So it's like seeing someone in the emergency room with abdominal pain. It doesn't tell you anything as to what you should do next, how to manage
that. That's really a good point.
It is a descriptive term only that we have applied, and the pathways to the homeless state are probably at least six in number. Uh-huh. And to actually prevent homelessness, like pain in the abdomen, you have to really understand the origin.
Okay.
So we can talk about that later. Thanks.
Yeah, Dr. Doug McConnell is going to join us for the next hour. We're going to talk this homeless situation, plus what's going on with Obamacare and your health care. We'll be right back, 8 o'clock, here on the 16th of February.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Icy, slushy roads greeting commuters in southern New Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania, all caused by the same storm that left snow and ice in parts of the Mid-Atlantic and possible tornadoes farther south. National Weather Service forecaster Andrew Orison says there's a system that's creating wild temperature fluctuations.
We're talking about the Mid-Atlantic region, and especially up across interior portions of New England. And in some cases, we're seeing temperatures that are much, much, much warmer than they were just 24 hours ago, and in some cases over 30 degrees warmer.
In North Carolina, at least 32,000 homes and businesses are without power. Three lives were lost in Virginia, blamed on the same storm earlier in the week. A Turkish official says his country is pushing the case for ground operations in Syria to push back ISIS. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Jarif Zarif, says the only way to keep extremists at bay is to address in a broad-based way the root causes of their extremism.
We cannot deal with this from a military perspective alone, although military may be necessary to deal with the hard core of the problem.
European Union chief Donald Tusk making clear that the bloc's 28 leaders are heading into a summit this week that could fundamentally alter the political course of the continent. Meanwhile, Tusk says that the influx of migrants and refugees into Europe is testing the Union to its limit, but Greece, also one of the affected countries, has played no role in creating the crisis, but in many ways is bearing the brunt of it, as that is a country that many migrants arrive in first.
It is no coincidence that the Greek citizens on the island have been nominated to the Nobel Peace Prize for their generosity in helping people in need.
Negotiations with Britain are still finely balanced over whether the EU can make the necessary reforms for Prime Minister David Cameron to vote to stay in the EU when the country holds its referendum. More of these stories from townhall.com.
This February, prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history was just beginning.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Oh, no, it's gone.
You tell me.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 19th. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-539-1900. 800-539-1900. That's 800-539-1900.
U.S. home builders are feeling slightly less confident about their sales prospects ahead of the spring home selling season, though they do remain positive overall that the housing market will continue to improve later in the year.
The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index edged down to 58 in February. That's down 3 points from a revised reading of 61 the month before. Builders' view of current sales conditions and a measure of traffic by prospective buyers fell. Meanwhile, their outlook for sales over the next 6 months edged higher.
That word from correspondent Jeremy House. Factory activity has shrunk in New York State for the seventh straight month, but measures of new orders and shipments ticked up a bit this month. The New York Federal Reserve's Empire State Manufacturing Index rose to minus 16.6 this month. That's up from minus 19.4 on that scale. Factories are suffering from a sharp rise in the value of the dollar and weak overseas growth and demand. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. General Motors recalling about 200,000 Saab and Saturn cars in the U.S. and Canada to replace the Takata driver's airbag inflators.
This latest recall is part of a broader effort by U.S. safety regulators to recall more than 5 million vehicles. Takata airbag inflators can explode with so much force in a crash that they can hurl metal shrapnel into the passenger compartment. At least 10 people have died worldwide and 139 have been hurt as a result.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. Retailers that accept food stamps are finding some interesting details in their latest numbers. Many of those stores say that they are increasing sales over the past several months. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average thriving in early trading. Right now it is up by about 95 points. The Dow opened at 15,973 this morning after taking the day off yesterday for the President's Day holiday. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubois. Linda's on sabbatical today. It's 8:05 here on the 16th of February, 2016 at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Bad Bob is sitting here with the weather. It's at the tip of his fingers. It's on the point of his lips. It's on the tip of his tongue.
Sunshine streams in through the window at this time. However, we got clouds moving in later today. The high will be about 76. Overnight low will be in the mid-50s. And rain will become likely tonight, definite by morning, with about 1/2 inch of rain in the forecast. Though all day Wednesday should be wet. We'll see a kind of a break on Thursday. And then more rain moving in on Friday. Another 1/2 inch predicted. Right now it is 53 degrees and Redding Shasta Lake is currently 987 feet. That is 80 feet from the top. And all of this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kinney there. The customers are warm friends. They have senior and veterans discounts. Yes. And their number is 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's where I go and buy my guns, whether it's a long gun, a pistol, whatever, plus all the shooting accessories anybody could possibly want is there. Anywhere, anything from optics to rangefinders, holsters, reloading equipment, powder, you name it, they have it. Knives, they've got it. It's optics. Bastiani Arms, plus two gunsmiths that are just simply outstanding. And if you want to learn how to shoot or have a concealed carry permit, Seth Stokes is there teaching CCW and hunter safety. All of this at Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call, 222-8222. Now, my man, Dr. Doug McConnell is with us. And as people say, Dr. D-Mac is my hero. Nice to hear Dr. McConnell this morning from two separate people in the chat room. Well, that is if you're... We'd like to hear from you.
If my mic's turned on, Bob, thank you. Well, that's very thank you very much. I didn't know I got a reputation and people remember me in town here now that I've semi-retired and turned things over to Dr. Paul Mazur, who's doing a wonderful job. And
you're still on call, though, right?
Yeah,
and
I am.
Those little dings were going, I said, I bet he has to go back to the hospital.
I do. No, I'm good. I help Paul, but he's a wonderful guy.
Now, you're part of... I just want to tell everybody up front that Dr. Doug McConnell is a friend of mine, as is his wife.
Yes.
Are good friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And that he is on my Spartan race team this year. but he is there because he's got an RV.
Yes.
And he's bringing the RV there and some of his stuff he needs in case while I'm running I have a mild infarction or what do you call it?
Myocardial infarction.
Like Justice Scalia probably had. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. And then I'm also bringing my own EMT,
mm-hmm.
Bill Mastin, who is in charge of all these kind of things. So he's bringing his bags.
Bill's
so we're
going to
set out. Yeah, Bill's a great guy. So we're going to have all this set out. And then your wife, of course, is an emergency room nurse. And then Bill and Bill's wife can do these things too. Plus, and I'm thinking about bringing a chiropractor alongside, just in case, as we're running through here, I pull something.
Actually, perhaps a psychologist, a psychiatrist to figure out why the heck you're doing
why
this.
I'm doing this. But we're having a team. But anybody can be on this team. By the way, we've got 6 people on our team already working out of well space. So it's going to be great, and we're going to be doing the 3 mile section of it as opposed to the 8 mile. Now I thought about the 8 mile.
Well,
I thought about it for like a microsecond and then dumped it.
Very right good.
There. So, but the 3 mile should be a good test. 68 years old.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay? I'm ready to go. Okay. Let's talk. You're a heart surgeon.
Yes, I am.
And so how appropriate is that we just had a Supreme Court justice die in his sleep.
Yes.
From apparent heart attack.
Well, I without evidence or
without
autopsy.
Looking at him.
What we do know is he died in his sleep. Historically, those are often electrical or arrhythmic events that can occur where basically you lose consciousness, which is unlike other things that can be sudden events where you basically can't breathe, you're sitting up, you try to get out of bed, etc. But basically to find someone in their bed. And I've known of cases of men in their 20s and 30s where this has happened. It happened to...
Well, they have a lot of people, no matter what their shape is. I knew a Marine that scored 300 on the PFT. That's a perfect score.
Yeah.
20 pull-ups. He made the run in under 18 minutes, 3 miles in under 18 minutes, which is a mm-hmm. good pace, and 80 sit-ups in 2 minutes. This guy was a physical stud
mm-hmm.
and came back from a run, was talking to people on the parade ground, thud,
and
dead before he hit the ground.
Cardiac arrest, most
just
likely.
Like that. And so, but what do you think on something like this, doctor? I'm going to call you doctor on this question.
All right.
So, doctor, if you have a Supreme Court justice,
mm-hmm.
he's found dead in his room.
He's found unresponsive.
Unresponsive.
And then we don't know beyond, because he wasn't really found by any medical personnel or EMTs.
They came in and his body was cold and they called the emergency people who said.
But, well, this was a very remote location,
yeah.
I was told. So it wasn't like you had 911. They said, we'll be there in an hour or
no,
something.
No, they were flying in. Plus, it was a holiday, so trying to get a hold of people. But just from your,
mm-hmm.
again, from your expertise, you got a Supreme Court justice that they find dead, an autopsy.
Well, more importantly, the law in almost all states, I'm not an expert in Texas, but an autopsy must be done to define the cause of death unless there is a treating physician familiar with the patient who will sign off on it. Now, that's California. And in Texas, as I recall, remember the big kaboom after John F. Kennedy's shot. They wanted to maintain the body at the hospital there, and the body was removed from Texas, which was technically illegal.
Right.
That was a whole thing. Now, but I don't know what
there it was a judge, a county judge, that pronounced him.
You were talking about Kennedy?
Scalia. Scalia.
Yeah, justice of the peace, but over with telephone information, which.
Right.
You know, there's different circumstances behind this. If you have an individual who's been chronically ill in a nursing home, you don't basically send over physicians
right.
or an EMT. Here you have the dimension of a political process in the midst of a election year. An autopsy would have served to define or certainly eliminate causes of death, such as toxicology and other issues. And I think suppress skepticism and or conspiracy theorists who want to jump to create, let's say, discomfort or disinformation, to actually have toxicology reports and other examinations, which is what one would do to in a medical legal case, primarily because of the importance of the individual and the issues at stake in the country. So to me, an opportunity was lost to settle the issue. In truth, it's very likely he had an arrhythmic event in his sleep.
But was there a missed dose of medication and other issues? None of us know any of these facts. There are medical facts we shouldn't know about people. But, again, his physician apparently didn't know of, nor had he complained of previous arrhythmic events.
That was the thing, as they said, he had other ailments.
But oftentimes people basically, I mean, most people that present to emergency room with a heart attack, that's their first symptom of heart disease. So,
I don't know if I like it. Your first symptom is a heart attack.
A good number. But in this case, an electrical arrhythmic death at 79 is not unheard of. And if you happen to be isolated and without someone else in the bed with you to alert someone else or to get help, then you basically can just succumb there. In fact, I'm reminded of a absolutely healthy senior fireman in Long Beach, a good friend of my stepson's, and who... His wife was awakened by his sudden gurgling and gasping for breath, and he had a cardiac arrest, and CPR was started by her, and his own fire department arrived to resuscitate him. They could not, and he was an absolutely healthy, much like your Marine friend.
Yeah.
So it's not beyond possibility that this was a totally unfortunate medical event. The mechanism and the way he was found sounds like an arrhythmic event where basically he went to sleep and lost consciousness once he lost blood pressure to his head. But again, autopsies and toxicology studies are designed to rule out foul play. And they're certainly done for any legal case. And I'm guessing that there may have been reasons to have done that, but that didn't occur.
What if
so we'll
family,
never know.
But the family just didn't want an autopsy. I mean, they could have said
they don't actually, in the state of California, they don't get
they
a
don't
say.
They don't get a choice.
Yeah,
okay.
If the case has a medical, legal, or a possibility of foul play, or there's indications. Also, families can request an autopsy, even though the local officials don't want to do it, because they do cost money.
Okay.
All
indications were that, of course, if you were in the conspiracy theory, you'd say, of course, all indications were supposed to be meant like that.
Well,
so,
yeah,
as they put, did they check between his toes for the injection, you know, all those kind of things, or behind his ear, or, you know, under his tongue? Or other places you put these things.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to get everybody going again.
No, and I'm not. I don't believe that anything untoward happened, but I sure would like the information a scientific inquiry would have settled that.
As long as they leave that door open, you know, people are going to run through that door. I mean, let's face it. I mean, this is a big year. And here's a guy that was the conservative justice that had no signs. I mean, he may have had other health problems, but no signs of heart problems. Who swung a big conservative stick and all of a sudden dies in his sleep at age 79. And you've got other people that are much more older on the Supreme Court bench that are much more infirm. They're still just going in there sleeping through the arguments and that kind of stuff. But
that's why an autopsy would have been helpful.
Yeah,
but I do think we ought to just add that Justice Scalia was a wonderful American and a great intellect, I used to be totally enthralled listening to him to discuss subjects. He was humorous, knowledgeable, and I think we've lost a wonderful American just at a time when our country needs guidance and maturity and intellect.
You know, there's a comment here that during the Vietnam and Korean War, they did autopsies on a certain percentage of soldiers killed. It was mainly to learn how the effects of certain weapons happened. They found a surprisingly high number of 20-year-olds with severe coronary heart disease.
That was true, particularly in the Korean War. That was a known fact that was done on people who died of obviously other injuries.
Yeah.
That fact, I remember learning that in medical school, that early coronary disease was part of the American.
Okay, we got to take a break here.
Very good.
It's 18 after 8 right here this morning on February the 16th. Dr. Doug McConnell is my guest. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Obamacare and all the things that are going on, plus this new thing about how they're going to tax medical.
They've
been taxing medical care to pay for Medi-Cal.
They've been taxing medical devices to do that.
Oh. Okay. Well, we'll be right back. Yeah.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, I woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said.
Get ready for Charlie Musselwhite and the North Mississippi All-Stars to burn up the stage at the Cascade Theater in February. Charlie Musselwhite is a legendary harmonica player and band leader, a Blues Music Hall of Famer, and he's teaming up with the North Mississippi All-Stars for a double bill Saturday, February 20th. Don't miss it. Charlie Musselwhite and the North Mississippi All-Stars. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you ever used the excuse, the devil made me do it? Well, you may be right. I'm Scrooge Ape, demon extraordinaire and star of The Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular stage adaptation of the best-selling novel by C.S. Lewis. In a series of brilliantly composed letters, I teach young Wormwood the art of temptation. It's a wickedly witty portrait of how demons like me influence your everyday life. But don't take my word for it. After all, why should you trust me? The Wall Street Journal raves, C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters is one hell of a good show. Delightfully repulsive. And the National Review calls it pure genius. An outstanding piece of work. See C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters. Get your tickets today.
Reading Civic Auditorium, Friday, March 4th. Tickets and info at readingcivic.com or by calling the box office 229-0022.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friend. 7:23 in the morning. 55 degrees going up to 78 today. Beautiful day today, but looks like rain's rolling in tomorrow. For a lot of rain. Maybe it'll raise the lake another couple feet. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, another veteran-owned business where Espresso Joe's has the best coffee out there for really reasonable prices. And then plus all the brews they have. Beer, wines, has it all right there at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco store in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just absolutely perfect. all of that. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell.
Hello. Good morning,
Dr. Doug.
Yes.
California legislature poised to pass replacement tax on health care plans. This new tax will be to help those developmentally disabled Californians, and it's going to be a $1.27 billion annually. It replaces another tax, which was like about $270 million less, and is set to expire in July because it doesn't comply with the new Obama administration rules dictating how states may levy these types of taxes.
Interesting. I missed that. We missed a tax in here.
We missed a tax. How did we miss a tax in there? I just love this.
They're designed. They're designed to be missed.
Yeah, the way they're doing things like this. So more money out. Obamacare.
Yes.
I'm seeing things now that's saying, hey, it didn't make as many as they thought because it cost a lot more, you know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it doesn't have the coverage. I mean,
Remember, 2016 is the final year in which this was going to be, the implementation was a stepwise process with a variety of changes in the structure leading to this. But in 2016 and the enrollment coming that's just been completed as well coming up, I think the Americans are going to get a taste of exactly how effective it is or is not because it's now fully implemented, which is sort of clever, actually, when you think about it, how it was proposed in the first year of a new administration, passed early in 2010. And then you basically drag out the implementation and the mandates of it over the next several years to end up in the last year of a lame duck administration. So that by the time everybody really has a sense of how this is going to impact our society and our medical care, it's really been too long in the making, and basically the people that are responsible for it will be leaving office or out of the administration or out of the head of the healthcare services, the federal government. It's obviously that was planned. That's all. It's clear. It depends if it turned out to be great. Everybody say, well, how come it took so long to implement? Or if it's really bad, now you know why you do it incrementally. No. The book isn't yet written on this. But
so what do you think?
I think that
you're in the middle of this.
Well, government at all levels is filled with good intentions, and the wording surrounding Obamacare seemed to have good intentions. Remember the 40-some million people that were uninsured in America, which was part of the 2008 campaign and probably the 2000 campaign. When this is all done, there's still going to be a significant number of uninsured, probably close to the 40 million people. And that may have.
Well, who are the 40 million? Then they're claiming that 12 or 15 million have gotten insured.
Well, that's true on the ones that joined through their list. But how many people now had trouble or how many employers are no longer offering health care and telling people to get on the state insurance or access to other plans has only gotten more expensive. There's no question about that.
It's gotten more expensive, that's for sure.
More expensive, but most importantly is the deductibles have all gone up. So everybody is paying more of their bottom dollar of health care in this country if you have, quote, insurance than you used to. There's no question about that. And you also have the large providers, I think it was Aetna most recently, that is threatening to get out of health care. Out of the exchanges in the states because they can't
make
money. Right. Yeah, they're losing money on these things. And more importantly, under Obamacare, there were guarantees to these insurers that their losses would be covered by, the taxpayers. So the actual cost of what's happening here isn't seen until the states and the government start feeding in the makeups for the shortages on the portfolio of patients, which we call the exchanges. You also, if you go on the exchanges and just find out what it would cost you and your own family, it's pretty amazing to see how expensive that is compared to what it was. But the hardest hit group, I would believe, is someone like my son, who's 31. He's unmarried. He's an attorney in Dallas. Yeah. And if you go on and try to get self-insurance, the cost is enormous compared to what you could get.
Because that's who they want. They want those people in that the millennials to be joining this. And millennials are seeing the cost of this and going, I'm not going to join this.
If you're working for Apple or something, you have no idea what's going on because you're covered by the company. But if you're somewhat of an independent contractor and trying to get your insurance.
Or in a small company.
Well, my son was healthy. He rode in college, and I want to cover my costs if I'm hospitalized or injured at starting at $3,000 up or $2,000. So he got what he thought was a high deductible policy for catastrophic coverage. That's all he wanted at his age.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I advised him to get. And he used to own that at probably $250 a month. Trying to get something like that today for him is nearly impossible.
Because he has to also pay for pregnancies and old age devices and everything?
The policy that is written has to include all that. Therefore, the company is forced to come up with a product that meets all the specifications. Now, for a young, independent, healthy male, it's different. But the other part of this is when you the world of insurance is basically it's a betting world. It's a gamble. It's a your bet. You're betting that I'm going to pay you this money, and the insurance company is betting that you don't get sick or don't use it, or I'm going to put so many rules on you that I don't have to pay anything. That's their bet. Life insurance is. You carry life insurance, I'm sure, Carl.
I carry term insurance, and if I die before a certain age, you know, it's good. If I live a day over that,
It's
I've just wasted that much money.
It's a bet. Well, yes, but you've covered your family.
I've covered my bets.
Yeah.
I've covered my six
insurance
until I get to that age.
Is always about managing risk. Once you take the ability to manage that out of an equation, and that's where you get into this whole issue, and it's a sensitive issue, about pre-existing illnesses. And if you had if one had a colon cancer removed last year and the lymph nodes were positive, the likelihood of getting a life insurance policy or a medical policy would be very low. That was a problem society had to try to address. If you were working for a big company, you had no problem. Our mistake, I think, was tying healthcare insurance to employer status, and that occurred in the Second World War, and there's a whole history about that we won't go into here. But be that as it may, we made healthcare insurance a tax deduction for businesses, but not for you or me. You know, if I wanted to buy my own insurance, I couldn't do it. Your automobile insurance is not part of your employer's insurance, doesn't pay it for you.
No, it doesn't.
And more importantly, they do look at your driving record to decide what risk
but
status
you, can
you
go,
are.
You can go across lines. You can do everything to get insurance.
That is also true. Opening up nationwide would be very important.
We need to take a break here and get back on time. But one of the things I want to ask you as soon as we come back is, I mean, you're in doctor circles.
Yes.
I mean, you doctors all talk to each other. And
We try to.
I want to hear what they think about what's happened, because a lot of them at first, you know, when you look in the CMA and AMA, they were all over this. Oh, hey, this is great. But now they are all starting to pull back, at least the ones I've talked to. But don't say anything yet until we get back.
I'll hold my tongue.
All right. 8:30 right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Dr. Doug McConnell. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:30 in the morning, 55 degrees out there, going up to 78 today. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Give us a call. What do you think?
And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet was fireproof. Under the boardwalk.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, February 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:34 in the morning, 55 degrees up there, going up to 78 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. 2463 Athens Avenue. Now, what's that tell you? It's in the Cypress Square Barbershop. It's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center across from the subway there. A veteran-owned business where they have the best haircuts in town. I go there. Bob goes there. Everybody, that's somebody, goes there.
Well, if I had hair, I'd be there.
Well, they would take you, but they charge you more because it's called a hunting license. They have to hunt and find it.
Finder's fee.
Finder's fee there. Man's Last Stronghold, what can I say? It's just a great place. It's the Cheers of Barbershops over there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Go on there and get a bot haircut. A bot haircut. Just go in there and just say, I want a bot haircut. They know what it is. So just do ones, and it goes right up the side of your head.
Or you can get a Paletti haircut, the high-end tight look.
Well, I mean, even more than mine. And then you can get the bob. You can get the bad bob look, which is where they come out there with the weed whacker and whack away at your beard and your hair and your chest hair.
They almost need to open a branch. I've gone down there so many times. There's like eight people in the lobby.
I know, man. They need that other barber. They need to get into a place where they can have like six more barbers in there. I mean, they're that good. It's all because of DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. Okay, Dr. Doug McConnell is here as our guest. And we're talking Obamacare. And the question I asked was, all you doctors get together and talk. And,
yes.
And what's your opinion of Obamacare?
Well,
I mean, is it going to kill our health system the way we want? The way we know it.
I think to clean up the discussion, I'm a person about labels and so forth. The truth is, it's been attached to President Obama, and there's many parts of what we call health care today that are part of that act. But in truth, for 20 years, the federal government and particularly the agency involved has been intruding itself further and further into the health care processes, systems, and reimbursements. The latest iteration is what's become to health care, but actually the processes were all established long, long ago in defining coding, entering demands on payment structures, Medicare, et cetera. But right now, medicine, which historically has relied upon potentially the participation, ownership, and pride and professionalism of the physicians, has been highly diluted and altered by the structures that are in place and demoralizing. So if I would use a term, I'd say...
Would you tell your kid to come to be a doctor?
I have a daughter who is a wonderful physician assistant in town, and we actually had that discussion, and that's why she's a physician assistant.
As opposed to...
She made her choices.
As opposed to a physician.
Yes, but medicine is still... And I told her this. I said, medicine's highly personally rewarding. Where else do you get the opportunity to help people and be involved with a crisis within their life than, let's say, cardiac surgery or whatever? And the truth is, the government can't change that, the personal value I sense out of being helpful with patients and being there at the right time. That's also true in the emergency room today, which is why she's there. She decided to take the short route. You know, my training was 4 years of med school and 8 years of residency. And there are people who are not making that choice today because the autonomy and ownership of your professional practice has been thoroughly thwarted by the governments various programs. And unfortunately, you depend upon that independence.
I need to have you and Danuka on the same, Dr. Danuka, at the same time. And here's a man that comes from a socialized medicine country.
Yes.
And he tells us. He says, I've seen it. It's there. He says, look at them. They're having, you know, in England, and they're having strikes.
Yes.
Doctors are on strikes. Is this what we want? Because, as one of the people says here, the Democrats are going to pivot from this Obamacare into the one, single payer. They want to make it all. They want to make it all Medicare, my friends. And if they do that, you're going to get something like VA on steroids. A VA on steroids, because then they're going to force the doctors to take whatever the government wants to pay them.
Well, that's our Medicare already is price fixed.
Right, it's already price fixed. So they take, and so now you're seeing doctors don't take Medicare. But then that next spot is the government's going to come down on them and says, fine, you want to practice medicine, you're going to take Medicare, you're going to take Medi-Cal, you're going to take Medicaid.
Well, it's illegal to be a physician without a license by a state or several states.
And then that's what they're going to do. You want a license, that's fine. You want to practice medicine here in the United States, then you take these payments, no matter what it costs you. Now, at the same time, they haven't fixed the cost of going to school. So you come out of medical school owing $250,000.
Well, yes. But in 2013, I gave an address at the Lincoln Day dinner here in town, and I actually said Obamacare is actually designed to fail, and the proof of that is the very low penalties for the young people to not join, believe it or not. And that was predicted by a Stanford economist. It's designed to fail, and then the crisis out of that, which, remember, don't ever waste a crisis,
don't ever let a good crisis go to waste.
And that was his opinion. And
there was no crisis, though.
Well, but what I'm getting at, that Obamacare is in the system, if it was to fail and there were a political crisis, the what would look like a simplistic solution would be single payer, because it supposedly works so well in Canada. But there are major issues within that system, too. Ultimately,
it doesn't work that well in Canada.
Well,
does it?
I'm being facetious in that statement. It is
often, that's why they come here.
They do. There's large people, a huge number of people in Eisenhower Medical Center, we call them snowbirds, that get a lot of their total hips and other joints done as under traveler's insurance from Canada, as well as places like Mayo Clinic and Cleveland Clinic. There's a remarkable amount of Canadian health care that's dispensed. Remember, Canada also has fewer people than the state of California.
Yeah.
The scales.
You know, everybody starts comparing apples to oranges, and, you know, it's, look at Sweden. Yeah. Look at Sweden.
Yeah. Well, Sweden is smaller than Los Angeles
right.
in population.
Yeah, and you know what? Plus, they have one of the world's most thriving economies there, and guess what? They can do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you talk to people that live in socialist countries, the average working person there, mm-hmm. how much do you pay in your taxes? 75%. We pay 70% on our taxes plus other things. So how do you live on that? Well, we just don't declare everything we make.
Mm-hmm.
We declare half.
You create a thriving black market.
And then we pay cash to the doctors to see us. Ah,
well,
now it comes into
in
it.
In England, to make it work, they had to allow a second tier of what they call private medical care. And doctors will work for the government part of their day, and then they have their separate office where they will then see. And that's true of the consulting surgeons and others.
And then you've got right now here in the United States, you've got the concierge types of doctors
mm-hmm.
that take nothing but cash.
Yes, and I talked to an individual in Long Beach where I previously mm-hmm. practiced, and they actually love what they're doing, not because of the money, but because to make ends meet and keep their employees happy and pay their ever-increasing rents, they can see fewer people and spend at least 25, 30 minutes with every patient. And they actually are quite fulfilled as physicians.
But this brings us into two separate classes, or maybe even three separate classes of people, man.
Yes.
You've got people that can afford, this would be the Cadillac,
mm-hmm.
that they can afford to pay their doctor, you know, $1,000 a month, and plus, you know, whatever it takes when they see them, you know, mm-hmm. for so much a month. Then you've got the ones on insurance that if they can find a doctor that's not overwhelmed, then they can see that. Then you still got the other class of people who still don't have insurance, or they've got a government insurance that's forced, you know, that doctors won't see them because they're not being paid in Medicare, Medi-Cal, because they don't get paid, and they can't. If they just saw all of Medicare patients, they'd have to close their business in a month.
Here's a fact: the reimbursement from the American Medicare system to a cardiac surgeon for a four-vessel coronary bypass over the last 12 years has fallen, corrected for inflation, by 72%.
72%. So you're making 72% less now than you were 4 years ago.
Corrected for inflation, 12 years ago.
12 years ago, okay.
Corrected for inflation.
Now, meanwhile, at the same time, if I remember right, you went to a dentist who put in
Oh, yes.
He did an implant? World surgeon or
Some sort of graft, yeah.
Some kind of graft. Yeah. And he made twice as much or more than you do.
doing an aortic valve.
Doing an aortic valve.
Yeah.
Okay.
And mine was cash pay on the head.
And you know what? And come to think of it, dentist. I mean.
Now, he owned the facility. I mean, it was his office.
Yeah,
he had his,
but let's talk dentist. When you retire from the Marine Corps, dental's not covered. Your medical's covered, supposedly.
Yeah.
Your dental's not covered.
Interesting.
Unless you're 100% disabled.
Yeah.
Then they'll see you. But if it's not, then I've got dental insurance just like you do or Bob does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it through the military.
Actually, I didn't have dental insurance because we never – every industry that's got an insurance attached to it, the cost of doing something in that industry, be it auto repair or dental care, has risen magically. And look at the cost of drugs today ever since we got pharmacy insurance. Yeah. I mean,
we all grew up. Look at tuition's done ever since the government guaranteed the loans.
Absolutely.
They've gone sky high.
It's an inflationary pressure.
Okay.
Actually. When they dump money in, the prices go up.
I'm going to take an early break here because I want to come back and talk about homeless because you had some really – interesting things to say. Homeless is just a way we have of it's a overall overarching name
and
that doesn't really explain what it's just a symptom, but it doesn't explain what is the true cause here.
And the proof is if you and I could give a home to every person that's homeless, only a few of them would actually benefit from that. They would have a shelter over their head.
It would not change their lives. And this is what I want to talk about. Everybody's all pumped up about it, as I am. You know, you want to help people. But let's talk about really the true cost and what we're really talking about here. Yeah, I mean, everybody's in this aura of this, you know, of after Lloyd Pendleton is here going, gosh, you know, they did it and we can do that. But I think we need to take a step back, take a deep breath. I think, and Kurt Sarmon's one of those people that's done that. I think we need to take a deep breath and let's just really talk about what are we talking about here when we say we want to help people by taking them off the streets and helping them because we haven't even touched on the cost of health care. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. Give us a call, 605-4567.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The new year is here, and the guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Trixa, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. If you have our word, the Shasta Lake Floors will always offer products and service best suited to your needs, whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious Karastan carpets, or hardwood and tiles of excellent quality. Shasta Lake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. Being the only Mohawk Color Center elite dealer and the largest wholesale flooring dealer, Shasta Lake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor covering. 8-time winner of Best in the North State, Shasta Lake Floors is the place to go for new floors or granite countertops. Financing available. Come see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call 275-8530.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the whole Peanuts gang are coming to Turtle Bay. Starting February 5th, Peanuts Naturally will bring Peanuts comic strips, videos, and objects and interactive stations to Turtle Bay. Learn how Charles Schulz explored the natural world through the Peanuts and see what kind of misadventures the gang gets into. Presented by Record Searchlight and Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, and organized by the Charles M. Schulz Museum. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, February the 16th. 55 degrees out there, going up to 78 today. It looks like it's going to be some rain coming in tonight and tomorrow, 100% chance tomorrow. Big storms coming in. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business that gives veteran and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years, voted best in the North State last year. It'll probably be voted best in the North State this year, too. Why? Because they're best in the North State when it comes to HVAC. You got a question or a problem with any of your air conditioning or heating needs, call Martin over there at Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. And the proud, proud business they have there and the people they have are just outstanding. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. My computer just zeroed out because it ran out of power. And not because I didn't bring in the plug. So if you're sending something to me directly on chat room, you're not going to. I'm not going
to
see it.
Yeah, yeah, it would have to be a relay thing. No. I was just going to say this. If nothing else, this February saved me a ton in power because I haven't had my system on once in the whole month.
Well, you know what? I thought that mine would be better too, but my last electric bill just I fell on the floor and rolled around and threw up in my mouth. So I'm not sure why this happened. Anyway, we're here with Dr. Doug McConnell. Let's talk about the homeless.
Yes.
One of the things that as we said, is the term homeless is just a name. It doesn't describe anything.
It's an adjective. Well, it is a description. People are often without a home. They also may not have a razor.
It doesn't say why. Yeah, you could say razorless, too.
Yeah, okay. Meaning that as a physician, when someone presents to you with a symptom, a problem, you want to then say, well, how did we get to this state? What are the issues for this pain in your abdomen? So if you look at the homeless population, and I don't consider myself an expert, however, in healthcare, from the days as a medical student at UCLA managing ER to today, I encounter a large segment of the population either through injuries or that population with drug use and infected heart valves and so forth. So, yes, I've been involved in caring for people my entire 40-plus year career.
Right.
Be that as it may, the term homeless became popularized somewhere, I'm going to guess, in the late 80s to 90s. We used to have other terms. The truth is we're describing people who seem to be down and out. And basically, they're not in functioning society. In fact,
It's more than just homeless. Well, homeless is just an overarching
homeless is a
adjective.
Common characteristic on people who have basically managed to alienate themselves from their entire support systems, family, friends, loved ones, children, parents.
For one reason or the other.
One reason or the other. So ultimately, the status of being homeless is an end result of several pathways.
Of actions. Actions on the individual's part.
Well.
Or inactions.
Or mental illness that may not have been action, but there's certainly addiction is one pathway.
Okay. So, and I don't mean to keep cutting in you because I'm looking at time. I really want to get into this one part here.
Yeah.
One of the things Dave wrote on his letter is, some of the things he talks about, are illegal if you had the homeless housing we're talking about.
Oh, sure.
But what he got into was the care. You've got 50% in there that are just going to be there because, completely stated, you're on a pathway that brought you to this state of homelessness. Some of it is your decisions, bad decisions you made on your part, drugs, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
some of it is mental illness. 50%, according to Mr. Pendleton, who's been doing this for several years, 50% of those people, once they're in those houses, in the housing,
in Utah,
are not leaving because they can't.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the cost of something like that?
My education comes from what I've seen in healthcare, and then a young man I met through a project down here at the mission. But
And eventually my wife and I enabled him and flew him back to his home before Thanksgiving. But I sat down with him one day at Deja Vu, and I said, okay, you've been living on our streets for 2 years.
Okay, this is a homeless kid.
Yeah, I took him to lunch.
Right.
In fact, several times. And then we flew him home.
Right.
So he's no longer homeless because I got him to his sisters in Indiana.
Right.
That was a
boom,
check.
You know what? And how much did that cost you?
It cost me about...
You talked about this one time.
Yeah, about $300.
Okay, it cost $300 to fly him home, and we're paying...
No. Well, it was $190. I found the airfare on Southwest from...
One way.
One way to Indianapolis through from Sacramento, I think, to...
Whatever, but
city.
It was $190.
Put him on the plane, and 8 hours later, he's in Indianapolis and meeting his foster sisters.
$190.
Uh-huh. That was the airfare. Then I gave him food.
And then we're paying, a couple thousand to get people on a bus ticket out here, when in reality, we could just get them there in 8 hours for a lot less money.
Right.
But let's go on this.
And we could use air miles.
Why was he homeless?
He was homeless. He made a bad decision at 18, left foster care because he actually was kicked out of foster care in Indianapolis, came west with a girlfriend, got out here. That broke up. He found himself with no support from her or her family, ended up on the streets, really no real education or
skill set.
Yeah, but to his credit, he ended up going back and getting a state license for a nursing assistant. Had to get to San Jose to take the test, and survived. He proudly brought out his license and showed me. He's now 21. He got out here when he was 19, and he had achieved this. And then I talked to him and went over him related to any drug use, this and that. We contacted his sisters, his foster sisters in the East, and had some social workers. I tried to vet his story.
Yeah, but he was a nursing assistant, so he could have had a job.
He did have a job here in town at one of the facilities, which then went through a contraction, and he was the last hired to go.
Okay.
So he's back on the street. So he would live 30 days in the rescue mission and then 30 days on the streets, and had been doing that for 2 years. Meanwhile, school locally, not an LVN, but a nurse's aide. But
it's
a job.
That's okay. It's a job.
And that license transfers into Indiana. So we worked all that out, and then we finally said, I asked him, what would help redeem your life? What steps do we need to do? He said, if I could get home to my sisters and start working in Indiana, I can rebuild my life. And he did. We got him there. He on our Facebook. We communicate. But the point is, he told me that one-third of the people could be redeemed by getting housing and getting the people helping their life. One-third are hardcore addicts that actually use the system, many on disability, to pick up checks and go out and shoot up. And one-third are mentally ill, and he has no idea how to get to them.
Okay, so he's saying that a third of the people, if they had housing and a stability there,
and support,
they could move on. Okay, so let's just even say
but
a third.
You have to identify that third to invest in.
But and what the problem with the not the problem, but what the solution here is what they're saying is they don't have to be clean and sober. It's just grab them and pull them into housing. That's what they said. They do not have to be clean and sober. In fact, you
this
take the worst one.
This is the Utah model.
This is the Pendleton model. Utah model that you just pull them in. No matter what they are. In fact, he said, we took the worst to get them off the streets because those are the ones who were getting arrested all the time. And they saw that was a help. But when you get down to it, okay, so we take these people, we put them in, we take 200, let's just say a 200-person facility.
Mm-hmm.
50% of them are not going to leave. That's 100 people. That when you start getting into things like...
By the way, once you create those facilities, there'll be another 100 coming from somewhere else. This is what Santa Monica has learned.
Well, but his answer to that was they're going to come anyway. You just accept that. They're going to come anyway, so that shouldn't keep you from helping the people that are here. But bottom line on it, though, is what about all the incidental? Say that, just the cost of medical care that should be Medi-Cal or Medicaid or whatever, but what if cost of incidentals of keeping a place like that running? Lawsuits, would there be lawsuits, do you think? I mean, if somebody fell down the stairs, would there be a lawsuit against the city then?
Well,
or those guys? I mean, I guess you could have insurance
anything,
that covers that.
You can have insurance, but you got to pay
cost,
fees.
The cost. I'm just wondering if the cost of this.
You're talking about custodial care.
For 100 people forever.
Well, there's more than that in the county already under custodial care.
This is just another 100.
Post-head trauma.
Yeah.
I mean, I know of a case there. But I've been working with that family for 3 years, being his primary
care.
Yeah,
but we're talking about people
now
on the street.
You're basically extending public custody and management of their environment to a new population besides the ones that entered through the medical or injury mode or disability mode.
Right.
They already exist in the town. And I'm not an expert in all that, but the truth is you will build a facility and they will come.
Well, now they're saying that it would cost around $12,000 a month, vice $20,000 a month to take care of these people. Because
what?
they would have their medical there.
Are you talking about the entire group?
No, 100? No. It's a piece.
How much a month?
I think they said $12,000.
That can't be. It didn't cost me that much to live in a Hampton Inn.
$12,000 a year?
Yeah.
Times $20,000? Vice $20,000 a year?
$1,000 a month per person just to put them in simple housing? And
well, they're saying to take care of them with their medical and all these things.
Well, okay.
So I need to go back and look at, I'll look at those figures again.
Well, those are very important numbers to know.
They are,
for
because
sure.
How much is it going to cost per person there, and then where does the money come from? Mm-hmm. And then you look at people, and how many are we talking about? We say there's 500 homeless out there. So even if you go, say, to 25%, you know, so you get 125 of them out there that can be helped, so then they're off the streets,
and
they move forward.
And I've seen the in-town support systems between the mission and the Nigel Skeets program, where he's actually separating the people that actually have a will and a desire to participate in a path to homeless, mm-hmm. home state, meaning where I've got friends, I've been
right.
established. And he has successes to point to, which I think is that's a wonderful thing. Same with the groups.
People, one of the things that pointed out in this letter was people that have drug problems have a tendency to be really, really ill.
Well, yes, particularly if they're using intravenous drugs. Those are
right.
the people we have to replace heart valves on, and they get infected. A subsection of them, but the point is, yeah, drugs are, you know, when they talk about a victimless crime, you hear that?
Yeah,
that's baloney.
That's not true.
We,
yeah.
the taxpayers, are victimized by drug users daily, and our hospitals and our ERs. My daughter, who's now worked in Shasta's ER, she can't tell you the number of dysfunctional, non-functional people who are basically in and out of their place that every day take up facility time and money.
No. Hey, Doug McConnell's been here with us, Dr. Doug McConnell, who is a well-known physician around town, is a heart guy, but his daughter is obviously working in the emergency room, and he's well-versed on what's happening here. The fact is that we have the homeless problem we have. There's this aura right now. If we can just house them, we can help everybody, and this problem will go away. I'm not sure if that's true. I think we need to kind of take off the rose-colored glasses and take a real good look at it. Can we still help? Yes, absolutely. Should it be something? But we need to also know is that if, like the Utah model, you take 50% of the people you take in, they're yours until they die.
Yeah, but, you know, in truth, in my residency, we had 8 or 9 really good state mental hospitals where these people were housed, the mentally ill ones.
But they don't have those anymore.
Where did that money go to? It's interesting. It came out of the state budgets in the 60s and 70s, and these were good facilities. And they're gone, and the money, the tax.
Well,
I haven't seen my taxes go down.
No. In fact, your taxes keep going up, just like they're getting ready to do, is tax for more medical care. All right, everybody. Hey, everybody have a great day. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. 3 Americans abducted in Baghdad last month have now been released. That word from Iraqi officials who say the Americans are in good health. They're at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. ISIS struggling to make ends meet, a result of relentless coalition airstrikes, among other steps taken against the terror group. Republican presidential hopeful Jeb Bush figures he knows why Donald Trump has been criticizing him.
Why is he going after me each and every day? It's because he fears me, because I'm the only guy standing up to him.
Bush on CBS this morning predicts that Trump will not be the GOP presidential nominee. They say everybody talks about the weather, and why not? Parts of the East, which saw snow, sleet, and freezing rain just hours ago, now experiencing temperatures into the 40s, even the 50s in some spots.
We're talking about the Mid-Atlantic region, and especially up across interior portions of New England. In some cases, we're seeing temperatures that are much, much, much warmer than they were